Well, this is Sunday morning. This is September the 6th. Hard to believe, but it is the truth, September the 6th, 2020. And I want to encourage you today. It's been a hard week, warfare. What's going on in our world affects us, whether we tend to it or not. And being the ones on the front line that they're praying and speaking and decreeing and pushing back the enemy, it can get kind of severe at times, but the Lord is His grace is sufficient. So what I say to you today, His grace is sufficient. Is it fun? No, it's not fun. But we need to keep it in perspective. It's not by anything we've done that's not right. It's by everything we're doing that is right. Yeah. So. All right, I'm going to start out with a word. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And from now on Sunday morning, we're going to focus mainly on that, more the prophetic teaching over the just line upon line. Precept teaching will be Wednesday night. The name of this is called A New Thing Coming. And the Lord began to say to me, "My John the Baptist, with the spirit of Elijah, Baptist, with the spirit of Elijah, have been proclaiming it, a new thing. You have come to the end of the church age. I am purging, so that there will be a clean slate for the advancement of the kingdom." In other words, He has to purge. You cannot leave, and you'll understand as I go along in this, I do have some scriptures, you'll understand what He's saying. So He has to purge, so that there will be a clean slate for the advancement of the kingdom. Those who will not move with My spirit, they won't hear it, will begin to die off, which we've heard this before. It is not possible to sew old cloth on new garment. And it's not possible to put new wine into new bottles. The old will prevent the new from flourishing. What Jesus was saying in those scriptures, we'll read, there's three. He gives three references. This is Matthew 9, 14 through 17, Mark 2, 18 through 22, and then Luke 5, 33 through 39. We're going to look at Luke chapter 5. Starting verse 33. And they said unto Him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink?" And He said unto them, "Can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bride is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And He spoke also a parable unto them, "No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better." What's He talking about here? Well, in the context He gave it to me, He's talking about old doctrine. He's talking about old ways, old church ways. People, and I see it all the time. I even was listening to a prophet on one of the regular people I listen to. They had this woman out of New York. And I thought, well, I'll see what she has to say, and she's teaching that old rapture. Just the old. And it grieved me. I said, "Lord, But this is what He's been speaking right here. He cannot advance the kingdom of God, and He can't allow those that are holding to the old. The old's better. See, we don't want the new wine. The old's better. It's age. Just time has proven it. But that's not what God is saying. out with the old, in with the new. They will think the old is better, and they will not embrace the new. They will be just like the children of Israel that wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years until they were all gone. They had to die because their old ways would have kept the Joshua bunch from going in and conquering the land. They were leaven. Leaven. Now we're going to look at leaven, Hebrews 3. Verse 16. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was aggrieved for 40 years. Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believeth not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. What is 1,000 years supposed to be? God's seventh day of rest. All right, now flip over to Matthew 16. It'll clarify it a little more. And the Pharisees, verse 1, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. It's the way I feel. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, and he left them and departed. Today, this week I had a conversation with someone, and I was speaking to them about the kingdom age and different things. Well, but you know, none of that can happen because, you know, the Antichrist hadn't stepped up, and 7 years haven't happened, and all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, signs. Looking for signs. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. When Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Because you have brought no bread. In other words, what's bread got to do with it? Nothing. Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves or the 5,000, how many baskets she took up, neither the 7 loaves or the 4,000 and how many baskets she took up? How is it ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, whom say ye that I am? And Simon answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my spirit, my Father which is in heaven. So, learning to walk by the Spirit and discerning the times in the day of God's visitation, that's what he's talking to. He said, Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. Doctrines from your church did not reveal that to you, but my Spirit revealed that to you. These are the times and the seasons that we're in. And it grieves me. I said, Lord, please let your ministers discern Because these people are going on and they're getting thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to them. All right, one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 5. Six and seven. Your glorying is not good. Know ye that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. In context, this is talking about fornication in the church. This chapter. The man that was taken in adultery. I mean, we see that infiltrated in the church. This is not about age, for there will be those like Joshua and Caleb that led the people in at advanced ages and they experienced their youth renewal. This is not about age, but about embracing the time and the season that you're in. Many will miss this time because of their doctrines. This person I was talking to, I had talked to before about it. Because it seems like every time I talk to them, I'm trying to interject. All right, one more. Mark 7. Verse 14. I think I must have written it down wrong. I don't know why I put that one down. It doesn't comply with this. Anyway. You will recognize them just like I did. They always want a sign or they won't believe. Well, they won't receive one. They have my death, burial, and resurrection. That's what Mark 7 is talking about. They will have my death, burial, and resurrection will be their sign. Don't grieve over them, for they had their chance, and many of them will be coming to be with me in heaven. But you continue to move with my spirit.